So, Robert, what are we looking at here?
David, we're looking at a crop of Doongara rice. It's a crop that was planted in January this year here in Mackay, and it's all in full head, and the heads are filling with grain. Given it's the first growing of it, the major challenges and the major unknowns really were around, I think, weed control. All of the herbicides and the work that's been done in rice has been done in southern Australia in paddy rice, so where the fields are flooded with water. And so that, when you bring the rice out of the paddy and into just an overhead irrigated field, means the weed control challenges are so much different. And so the conventional knowledge of southern Australia, while it's been a really good help to us, we've also had to learn to fit into our environmental conditions and different growing structure.
Now, you mentioned that you've been irrigating this crop. In an ideal wet season, would you need to irrigate it?
Yes, you probably still would. So in an average sort of wet season with a January plant, you might expect to do an irrigation or two during January. Then hopefully we would get a wet February and March, so would not need to irrigate. And then again, in a standard sort of April, we might do another one or two irrigations to finish the crop. So, in an ideal situation, yes, we would say to growers contemplating growing rice that yes, you do need to plan for irrigation for sure. This particular field is irrigated by an overhead centre pivot irrigator, so we have quite good control of the irrigation requirements. This crop here now that we're looking at, it's had just over 2 megalitres of irrigation water applied, and that's been applied in 5 irrigation applications. And we've probably got probably another 2 irrigations maybe to finish filling the heads.
Now, it's a pretty good turnout. I'm looking at the crowd now, what, 40 odd people maybe. A lot of interest, but they're not rice growers, are they? They're sugarcane growers. Why should sugarcane growers be interested in this rice field day that we're looking at?
Yeah, that's right. I think they're 100% sugarcane growers. Well, what the growers are really looking for is a crop that can fit into the sugarcane farming system and make them some dollars. And that's where rice fits in. It is potentially quite a profitable crop. It does fit fairly neatly into the sugarcane rotation, so it's not replacing sugarcane at all. With those additional potential returns, that's one of the things that the sugar industry struggles with is the fluctuations in sugar prices and the fortunes of the industry. So this potentially makes our whole farming enterprise more viable. We see some opportunities, for example, taking out plough out of cane maybe a little bit earlier than normal, putting in a spring legume crop such as mung beans to get that legume break that's beneficial for the soil, follow it up with a rice crop, and then the rice crops will be harvested about May, which allows growers plenty of time to prepare their land and then plant their normal sugarcane planting.
Now, most of this rice is going to seed, but as we look around, people have perhaps travelled through Asia and seen crops coming to seed. It all happens very evenly. This isn't even, isn't it? We're looking at some quite distinct rows that have gone to seed earlier or a bit yellower. Just explain the differences that we're seeing within this crop here.
Yep, so what we've got within this field, we've done some fertiliser trials, basically, David. So we've eliminated one top dressing in some strips in the field, and we've changed the amount of pre-plant fertilizer we've applied in some other parts of the field. So while it's a commercial crop, we're definitely aiming for grain. We're also learning the agronomy and trying to look for opportunities to maximize how the crop performs here.